The following is a conversation. It has the features of any conversation, such as imperfectly expressed thoughts, ill-considered opinions, and the notions of several sleep-deprived brains. Try not to get your stethoscope in a twist about it.
Welcome to the cocktail party that I'm putting on for this week's show. Tarai, why don't you pour these guys and yourself a glass of from this ridiculous bottle that my wife found and brought home, but which is just Pinot Grigio. But it's not real.
I know it's from Costco. I know that bottle's from Costco.
It's probably from Costco.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's kind of beautiful, actually. It feels like something you could put an extremely long flower stem in.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
One monstera leaf.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great. Yeah.
It's very fancy. Hey, it's the day before match day when the show comes out.
Yeah.
So to our M4 friends, I hope that it's proving so far to be an excellent week and that tomorrow your dreams come true.
Congratulations, guys.
Yeah. And then you get to celebrate St. Patrick's
Day. Those were heavy pours.
I didn't think you would exhaust all of the water. I thought I put a lot of drink in there. Yeah. Now, the thing is, you know, this is a cocktail, so you have to hold the drink the whole time.
Oh, okay. Let's do it.
Yeah. No matter what you're doing, you have to, like, you have to hold the drink.
Okay. Like a brandy snifter?
Whatever fantasy drink you're having, I think it's totally up to you.
But don't spill it on the hooch, the hooter.
Hey, so. You know, these mics are like 13 years old at this point. Like, if they broke, oh, darn, I'd have to buy more.
The tutor, what is this thing called?
A microphone?
No, this thing.
Oh, the pop, wind pop screen.
You literally just called it something absolutely ridiculous.
And oh, hootus.
Ah, hootus.
Yeah, okay. It's a hootus.
All right.
Meandering in the margins of medicine, it's the Short Coat Podcast.
Weird news,
fresh views,
helpful clues and interviews
by students for students.
Subscribe to our weekly show at theshortcoat.com.
Welcome back to the Short Coat Podcast, the show that gives you an inside look at medical school from the students drinking from that fire hose, a production of the University of Iowa Carver College of Medicine. I'm Dave Etler. With me today in the SCP studio. Cheers.
We should.
It's
clean.
M3, Chirayu Shukla.
I don't think it's very loud.
There we go. Salut. It's Jacqueline Nielsen. It's a M1 Jacqueline Nielsen.
Yeah, privileged to be here.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
What's another? I didn't write anything down. What's another salutation that you use during drinking? Slante.
Damn. No, it's Slancha.
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 It's M1 Fallon Jung.
Hi. I'm so excited to let my hair down.
And enjoy your drink, Taryn O'Brien. M1 Taryn O'Brien.
You even got Taryn my first O'Brien. Name wrong. Man.
Enjoy your drink, Taryn O'Brien.
You got my name right, which I think.
I'm good at names. That's what they say.
Oh, boy.
That's what they always say. You know, this is a cocktail party, pretend cocktail party, but a really good one. So, you know, you can, I think you can make up questions for each other to like really get at the heart of what each other are, you know, as you do in a cocktail situation. If you can't make up a question, I did print out some questions that you might use instead.
What are your spring break plans? Sorry.
Sorry.
I mean, if you have spring break plans.
Yeah. I'm studying, you know, step two. Yeah.
No judgment, but that's lame.
Yeah, well, I know.
Are you studying anywhere fun?
Des Moines.
Nice. So, arguably more fun than Iowa City. So,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. It has its pros, it has its cons. We'll figure it out.
In the big city. What are you doing, Jacqueline?
I know one of us is not going to be around.
I will be around, be here, have little things planned, maybe a little hike and a picnic.
Nice. Nice.
Little dinners and movies and shows to watch with my pals who will also be here.
Where will you hike? Yeah. What's a good hiking place?
I was thinking Palisades in Cedar Rapids, so lower your expectations a little bit. Not those Palisades, but the Cedar Rapids ones.
Yeah.
They look pretty. I don't know. It's not a great time for hiking because like none of the plants have really been planting.
It's all right. Sometimes you got to seize the time that you have, right?
I know. It's going to be warm and sunny, so I'll take advantage of it.
Love that.
We're going to ask something about your beverage.
Is this actually drinkable? Like, can I drink?
Yeah, it's water.
A clean cup. Okay,
it's water. The cup is fresh from the store. I did not clean it before I unboxed it. So who knows? But
all right. Can't coddle the immune system.
You'll be all right. Like, yeah, exercise your immune system for God's sake.
Chemicals in it. I just wanted to
check. And the water is directly from the fountain that I drink from.
Love it. Thank you, Dave. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Thank spring break plans.
We are headed to Hawaii. We're very excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully I'll be tan instead of looking like a sickly little boy.
What are you going to do?
I'll always be paler than
I don't know
you,
what gender has to do with that. Like, hopefully I'll be tanned, which will make me a woman. What? Yeah, you mentioned Hawaii last week. I want to know what exactly you and Zach are going to do in Hawaii.
You know, it is so great that you ask. We have been just really bogged down with work and school. And so we spent $37 on a
trip to Hawaii. That's
no. Oh, my God. Could you imagine? No. on an itinerary situation. Uh-huh. And we have only skimmed through it once. So we're going to maybe plan on the plane.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is totally valid. I don't like to overprogram my vacations.
Yeah. Just go with the flow. Oh, we know that we're getting Mai Tais.
I was going to say, is there anything that you must do?
We're getting, oh, wow. We're getting my lip touched.
Get very
the
excited. Keep your lips off the hootas.
We are getting Mai Tais at this place called Monkey Pod, and they have this nice foam on top, and we've watched a few YouTube videos. Okay, so I lied. We did watch a few YouTube videos.
Of course you did. I mean, that's fine.
Yeah. Anyway, and the people are really excited about the Mai Tai, so I'm excited about the Mai Tai. Heck yeah.
All right. Any sight that you want to see?
I would like to see sea turtles snorkeling under the water or above the water.
I didn't know sea turtles snorkeled, but...
Well, they swim.
Well, you said you wanted to see sea turtles snorkel.
Well, I'm going to snorkel.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see. Thanks for clearing that up for me.
No problem.
Taryn?
I, too, will be seeing tropical fish.
Woohoo!
But from my living room.
Do you have fish?
I do. I have salt.
Of course.
Two saltwater tanks.
Of course you have
fish. Of course
fish.
I do. An extra, animal that relies on me to take care of it, of course.
Sure, you don't know Taryn, but she has animals and barns and more animals.
Yeah. I have a hobby farm.
Yeah. You have a turtle too.
I do. I have a turtle named Sir Harry. He's a cranky old man.
Okay.
But
you don't need to go to Hawaii, go over to the
tanks. I could just snorkel. Yeah. I could just stick my face in the tank.
Yeah, just stick your face in the tank. The Gucci clowns will nibble on your fingers.
Oh god.
But yeah. I need to do some tank maintenance. That's one thing. Going to do some animal stuff. And going to go home this weekend to see our families. Celebrate my birthday early.
Woohoo! So. What has been your most bizarre dream in the last month? For everybody.
Dreams happen to me very often, but I almost never remember them past...
Yeah, bold of you to assume I remember my dreams.
Oh, well, you guys are in luck because I have really crazy dreams a lot. And, I tend to remember them. One of the more recent ones, I had a premonition about my CBL facilitator.
It's a case-based learning facilitator.
You have a lot of future dreams.
It's really kind of creepy. Sometimes they come true. Please. Sometimes they don't. Wow. This one did. And... kind of the weirdest way possible. Yeah. I dreamt that I went to CBL and my new facilitator for the semester and I talked horses for 30 minutes and got sidetracked. And I walk into CBL first day of the semester and I sit down and I look over and my CBL facilitator's wearing a world equestrian federation jacket essentially. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
That's weird.
And so sure enough,
how did you
horse
know?
Lady. I don't know. I just did.
They say 10% of our dreams are premonitic in nature. So
do really? They say that?
Did you learn that in M3 year?
I did not learn that in M3 year, but that is. I feel like that's something I read somewhere. So okay. Whether or not that's a fact,
good
I
enough.
Think we'll have to have one of the producers fact check that. But I swear, I swear that's a statistic.
Do we have a producer that's not me?
Okay. You can fact check it then.
Yeah,
or right. Take my word for it.
Yeah. Yeah. We need a future Dave to tell us.
I'll look into that and insert here if it's wrong.
Yeah. Just take that part out if it's, if it's wrong.
Yeah, they said that 87% of statistics are made up.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Numbers aren't real.
Yeah.
My recurring dream for a long time was that I had long flowing hair.
Really? What color was it?
It's usually brown.
Is it curly like your hair
now? Yeah. Like wavy.
But not like, not curly cues. Like,
not super curly.
Is it like carrot?
But like, yes, sort of like that. And so, yeah, a couple of years ago, I started growing out my hair just to see what happened. And I don't know, it's not great. because I'm an old man. And that doesn't look, I don't know. It's not a great look for a old gray man.
It's all about confidence.
You didn't look like the guy from Wham that wasn't George Michael?
No.
Okay.
Decidedly not.
That's fair.
But I will say that the in-between stages of in-between long and short hair is what I have ended up at. And I'm pretty happy with how things are at this point.
I think it looks nice.
Yeah, thanks for that ringing endorsement.
I think it looks nice.
Thank you.
I didn't want to take away from what you were talking about, but I wanted to tell you that your hair looked nice. But now here we are, and I'm taking away from what you were talking about.
It's my fault. I'm insecure. Yes, so long flowing hair, that's what I frequently dreamed about. I don't dream that anymore because I did it.
Look like Lord Farquaad.
I look like something. I look like something. I could probably dig up a picture to show. If anyone wants to do another dream, I can see.
I can say, yeah. So, well, I was studying for step one last month. So I had I wouldn't call them a dream. It was more of like a nightmare. I just dreamt about ion channels, like for some reason. It was literally just, it was like a cell membrane and all it was just like particles of like me flowing through an ion channel. And that was the entire dream for like 7 hours. And then I woke up and it just, I think that's when I stopped studying. And I was like, okay, let's just go take this thing.
Wow. See the channel. Yeah. Feel the channel. Yeah. Be the channel.
Yeah, that was terrifying.
Making Dr. Pizzamenti proud 3 years later. Yeah.
You really mastered ion channels.
Yeah. Did you get all the questions right?
There were no questions about ion.
That's tough. I'm sorry to hear that.
If there were, I probably would have gotten that wrong, but it would have been. I would have had some false confidence for sure. So,
I mean, last night I did dream that I forgot to come in and take our last MOHD2 exam this morning. So, pre-exam nightmares are real. That would have been bad.
I still dream about missing exams or things like that.
Really?
Yep. Mm. It's not going to go away. I'm sorry.
Do you think it's because you work in like a school though?
It could be. Mm. It could be. And I also dream about returning to my former occupation before this, which was working at UMass Transit as a bus driver. And it turns out many of us who used to work there also have this dream. It's a common dream. And we liked it a lot. We had a good time. By the way, here's my...
Your chin length hair.
Here's my... I don't know if I ever really got chin length. Hang on. I'm having trouble here. No.
Was it like the flow?
Here it is. I don't know if you can see this far.
That was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I grew more out.
Yeah, that was the problem. Like eventually it starts looking a little bit like a Bozo the Clown kind of situation. But yeah.
Oh.
So, okay. But I also suffer from this problem where I don't want to get a haircut. So it kind of goes a little further than it really should.
Mm. Well, that's okay. Yeah, this always looks good on you. I never think like, oh shit, Dave's hair is like woof.
I'm happy with it now.
Yeah, no, it looks great.
I'm happy with it. But for years before that, I had very closely cropped hair.
I don't know if I can imagine you with closely cropped hair.
I cannot.
Yeah.
Even that picture behind your head is like cartoon, that hair that you have currently.
Yeah.
I just feel like your current look is very you. It's like the slightly unkempt, like... Yeah.
I am slightly unkempt.
Yeah, like I woke up like this.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I tell you that when I wake up, I don't know how anybody else on this planet is. Everybody else in my life wakes up with a normal look. Like, just not like, you know, not like coiffed, not like put together, but like, you know, it's just, it's their shaped hair, but a little unkempt. I wake up and it's like this, way up here, and I usually like I go into the bathroom and go to brush my teeth. I'm like, holy shit, and I like push it down because it's anyway.
Oh gosh.
Maybe I obsess about my hair a little bit too.
I think you have nice hair.
Yeah, thank you. Oh. Thank you,
Jacqueline. No dreams for you?
Not that I remember. No.
You almost never remember your dreams then?
Not for very long. There's so much other medical school stuff that gets crammed into my head that
maybe that's
the
it.
Space just isn't there. Yeah.
That's valid.
That's fair.
I have them. I remember I'm like right when I wake up and then.
Oh, and then you just kind of.
Just don't think about them again.
Get that. That happens.
What is your favorite anatomical term that sounds like a fantasy spell?
A fantasy spell? Oh, God.
I don't know why this came up, but it just came up. Chorda tympani.
Oh, that's a good one.
What is that?
Something.
You don't know.
Something in the ear, I want to say.
Yeah. It is in the ear, but it's your taste.
It's a nerve. Mm-hmm. It's like part of the...
Cranial nerve 7.
Mm-hmm.
It's a seven? It's a nerve.
Yeah.
Starts from 7. It starts from 7, joins up with V3.
What is a chorda referred to?
Because it's a nerve, so it sort of looks like a cord.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's lame.
Yeah.
Welcome to anatomy.
Who named this thing?
No, not that anatomy is lame, just that the way we name things in anatomy is a little lame.
That's yeah, that's fair. Mine, I need to say mine next because it relates to yours. But the ligamentum arteriosum, it's a fetal remnant in like heart circulation. And it sounds like Wingardium Leviosum.
Sure.
That's fair. Ligamentum arteriosum.
I like it.
This does not sound like a fanciful spell, but recently I have come into I've like been seeing the term melena everywhere. Mm-hmm. And like, if it didn't mean what it meant, I think it would be a beautiful name.
Yeah. What does it mean?
It means like black, tarry, foul smelling stool that is caused by the bacterial breakdown of upper GI bleeds.
Yeah, I'm going to say don't name your child.
What a cute name.
But I just like, I see it all the time and I'm like, wow, that like, what a waste. That's what I think all the time.
Like pivot to Melanie
or Helena.
Helena, yeah. That's
I would definitely do Helena. Melanie is like, I don't like the E sounds usually at the end of it. Like I'm more of like a.
Like the sound. Mm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that fits with your classics roots as well. Yeah. So.
Chlamydia. It's a good, that'd be a girl's name.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know about that one. Yeah. Even if it wasn't, even if it didn't mean what it meant, I don't know.
Come on.
Not very, you know, soothing to the ear to hear chlamydia.
Come here, chlamydia. Yeah. It's time for dinner.
Yeah. I mean, clematis, people have named children.
Yeah, that's a flower.
But I feel like, I don't know, that sound is similar. It's like right alongside chlamydia to me. Clematis, chlamydia.
Yeah, I agree with that, actually.
It's just a thought. My baby naming days are over, so. Mm. This is not a worry that you need to have about me, but.
Well, one day. Not one day for you.
Yeah. Okay. She knows something about me that I don't.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, so that's the best I got. Sorry. I didn't really find anatomy magical in any way. So.
You're not alone, I think. Yeah. Maybe on that side of the room you're alone, but.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
On this side of the room, but that's okay.
On this side, though, you're not alone.
Oh, yeah. How do you feel about it?
I am objectively neutral on pretty much most things, I feel like. Oh. I kind of...
Does that mean that you're too lame to have an opinion?
I don't know. I'm just, you know, I don't want to say I hate anything, but I pretty much... I disliked a lot of things, I feel like, but then there were also things that I liked a lot, so... I don't know. Everything has its pros and cons.
All right.
Anatomy was fine. There were some parts that was like, oh, yeah, I could see. I don't mind learning this, and then there were other parts where it was just like...
What's the part that you hated learning? You remember?
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Probably anything in the GI. I hated the dissections more in the GI. Oh. But, you know,
okay. This is the interesting thing about a lot of doctoring. It seems like it should be delicate, but a lot of times it ain't so much.
I mean, like, it's also the difference between like gross lab versus surgery. Gross lab, unless you're doing a really fine dissection of like nervous tissue structures, you're really just trying to clear the planes of like fascia or any connective tissue, which for that, like using your hands, getting in there and like just shoving them around is the most efficient, effective way.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
Says the person who loved anatomy and dissections.
I love the legs. Love
the legs were clean. Yeah,
they
were
they're really nicely organized. There's only like one vessel and like one nerve. Yeah, love that.
Actually, kind of
The legs and the arms, you can just like everyone is basically has the same muscles. You can just go around in a circle.
Okay. Head and neck.
That one I did not like.
Head and neck is crazy.
It was just
head and neck might be
small
crazy.
Structures.
Yeah.
And it was just like, I don't know what this is. It could be this. It could be that.
Right.
They're all in the same area.
I like the cranium vault, too. I like that every nerve has a little hole that it goes through.
That's pretty cool, actually. I do like that. But I didn't like learning it. I just thought it was nice that everybody had its own little room.
Yep.
A foramen.
Yes. Yes. Its own little window.
Yeah.
Technically good for opening. Them. Fenestra means window. Anywho.
I'm so glad we could give you a chance to recall this.
Hey, I'm always happy to talk about anatomy.
We know. We know.
Dave, I've discovered some sus stuff at the bottom of my cup, so I think it's time
It's clean!
No, Dave, there's definitely like fish food at the bottom of my cup.
There's not fish food.
Dave, you told us that you didn't wash them.
I did not wash the cup.
Nothing
cups.
Wrong with a little bit of dusty water here and there.
Just some chemicals.
I did not wash the cup, but... Yeah, you got to hold it in your hand. You can hold it in your hand. That's the rule. Oh my God, you're disobeying the rules. What kind of person, what kind of med student are you?
All right, sorry, go ahead, please.
If you could swap one organ with a fictional character, which organ would it be and why?
Whoa. That is not AI generated, Dave.
That is not a
question.
You could
swap one organ
with a fictional character.
I feel like
yeah, they are, and I did not examine them especially closely.
I can tell.
SpongeBob,
but it is an interesting question.
Yeah,
SpongeBob would make a good liver, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just sort of soaking everything up.
Okay.
Trying to think of all the organs right now.
I'm trying to think of all the fictional characters.
Yeah,
I just
too,
like,
yeah.
Woo! I want Mrs. Incredible as an arm so I can have the stretchy arms.
That's fair.
Fair, but not the rest of you. I mean,
I don't have desires to be Mrs. Incredible, but...
Is the arm an organ?
That's what I was going to ask.
The skin is.
Yeah.
Your skin could be replaced.
And her skin, that like...
Yeah.
And the bone. Muscles, technically.
Bones are...
I mean, I know it's a series of organs. I'm just saying. If we stuck to the literal question...
Yeah.
Then I feel like you'd have to replace a discrete organ with a fictional person.
Okay, fine. Tell me my dreams can't come true, Dave.
Sorry.
Well, we know that your dreams come true, actually. So
I know, right? Don't question me.
Which organ do you replace with Mark Twain?
With Mark
the
Twain.
Appendix.
Oh.
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. I was thinking of Ernest Hemingway.
Okay.
He seemed very, like, grumpy. Mm-hmm. And I don't really want something that's, like, super vital to be grumpy in me.
Fair.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think I might take Scooby and Shaggy and make them my GI system.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I derive a lot of pleasure from food.
Yes.
And also, like, you know, I don't know. They seem to, like, have sort of, like, iron stomachs as well.
Yeah. And, I mean, Shaggy, but they both are...
Very svelte.
Svelte and never gained any weight from their giant sandwiches.
You know, I was honestly going to say that, but I wanted to stay body positive. But now that you've said it, I agree.
I mean, it's... We can be body positive without wanting to gain a lot of weight from our sandwiches.
That's fair.
Scooby-Doo is the ideal body. That's what you're saying.
Very muscular.
True. He's red.
Very muscular, fuzzy.
Long neck.
Yeah. Long neck.
Yeah. Speaks English.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Big nose.
Yeah. Eyes.
Big ears.
That work. Okay.
Can you do a Scooby-Doo impression?
Ruh-roh.
Oh, okay. That was great.
Rinky,
Ratty.
I can do the laugh.
Oh, wow.
That was so good.
Yeah. Wow. Could you imagine if that's how your stomach growled? Something.
That would be incredible.
If you could prescribe a book for every patient, what would it be?
Oh.
Really like this one.
I like that one too.
I haven't read a book in like years. Like.
Now, would it be okay?
We gotta fix that.
I need
that.
Some parameters.
I don't know.
Would it be like the same book for every patient, or?
I feel like that's literally what the question asks, but
yeah, okay, true. So. Yeah, I think it's one book. everybody
just one
gets.
Book that I think everybody should.
So the Universal Panacea, is that the
is that a book?
No, I'm saying it's the cure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the one book.
It doesn't have to be a cure. It could also put their lives into perspective, maybe.
Mine would definitely be The Little Prince.
Oh. That's the one. That's a kid's book.
Well.
Isn't it?
It's about a kid in space or something. Yeah, it's about a little boy who lives alone on his lonely planet. And then one day he decides that he wants to go down to Earth. And so he meets a whole bunch of, well, he actually goes to different planets first and he meets a whole bunch of people and he learns a lot of different lessons. And then he meets a fox who becomes his friend. And really it's about like appreciating the little things in life.
Okay.
It's a really good book.
Okay.
I
did actually read one last year.
Oh, good.
My first one.
Congratulations.
I know. I would recommend The Inner Game if anyone has read that book. It was a book written by a former tennis player it's a little bit about tennis, but really it's about like mental strength and like mental focus in sports and beyond. So I actually, when I read it, it was mainly just because I wanted to like, you know, there was that mental aspect of tennis was pretty much what I was lacking when I was playing the game. I read that book. It really helped me focus on like the here and now and like more about like, you know, there's multiple techniques. You know, you got to have a short term memory. You got to like focus on the next thing, things like that. And what I found is when I started, I recommended it to like other friends that had played tennis and that didn't have played tennis. And I found that a lot of people that were reading it were actually like musicians and like people in other sports too. Like there was a lot of football players I know that actually read that book. So I feel like it's like, just having that like mental energy to like rely on yourself is something a lot of people probably lack in more than we'd like to admit. So I think that'd be a good one for most people to read.
Yeah.
So it's about focus.
Yeah. It's about like, I guess like mental resilience or like how to build mental resilience more than anything really.
Do you think this would have been good to read as a younger medical student?
I think it would have been a great book to read like even before college or like in high school.
Okay.
But definitely like before you like, I don't know, I would say like, you know, when there's a lot of like, you go through like phases, you know, like high school, there's like a lot of like, you know, group projects around like your friends all the time. And then you kind of start like having to do a lot more things by yourself as you go into college.
Yeah.
And then it gets even more so in like medical school and stuff. So just having that ability to like be alone, but then also be able to like rely on yourself. I feel like it's a skill that a lot of people could use. So
fair enough. I like
having that foundation.
I have not fully read this book because it's not at my library, so I'm waiting on the interlibrary loan. But I have read snippets of The Book of Delights by Ross Gay.
Oh, okay.
I feel like that's a good one.
Yeah.
Just like finding joy in the little things.
Well, all right.
Is it not at like this Iowa City library?
Well, at the Coralville one. Okay. Yeah.
If I had to recommend like one book to every single patient I ever encountered, it would probably be Furiously Happy by, gosh, what's her name? I think Jennifer.
Oh, she wrote the ass kicking books, right?
Yeah.
I read a lot of her books. They're really good. I have not read Furiously Happy though.
Yeah, it's one like she's talking about her mental health struggles and like how she normalized it and how she was like, she found that she couldn't be honest with other people about what she was going through kind of without being honest to herself and how she processed that. And for me, like, I think that's just really relevant to your own, even if you don't have a specific mental health disorder, just coming to terms with your, like, how you're feeling and any stress you might be having and acknowledging that I just need to own it. It's okay to own it and recognize it. I don't need to fully understand it, but just acknowledging that it's there is very powerful.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Absolutely.
I like that. My favorite book is Seven Eves by Neal Stephenson. It's a science fiction book, hard science fiction book about basically one day the moon is hit by a mysterious thing that everybody calls the agent. And it basically is moving faster than, you know, you would expect. And it goes right through the moon and breaks up the moon. And everybody's like, wow, that's f***ed up. And then all of a sudden everybody realizes that, oh, all the bits are going to come down here and destroy everything. So then there's a, you know, they figure out how much time the Earth has. And so they used that time to start sending people, representatives, to orbit, first to the International Space Station and then to sort of an arc of hastily made vehicles that will follow the ISS in its orbit. And, you know, ultimately, of course, the Earth is bombarded. So basically, it's about this, you know, struggle to survive. In the end, it comes down to about seven people plus a huge genetic database that they have access to. So, you know, that's helpful. And so eventually, yeah, everybody does. Or, you know, humanity survives just in an incredibly crazy form. And I think I like it because the world always seems to be going to hell in a handbasket. And I like the idea that, you know, even if that does happen, as a species, maybe we'll be all right. I think maybe through the Fallon's looking at me like I'm insane.
I just find it distressing. That's all.
It is distressing. It's genuinely distressing, actually, to read. I don't always like books like that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't labor on the distressing parts of it. Mm. It's not about the distress.
Oh.
It's about the struggle. It's about, you know, what they do to survive. So it's more about the action rather than the wallowing.
That's fair.
So
that's totally fair.
Yeah, and just like the commonalities of what makes us people and how we exist, like on an individual and societal level.
Yes. And by the way, the Seven Eves turn out to be, you know, Seven Eves, they're all women who survive.
That's and fortunate.
And so the seven women.
I get it now. Okay.
And yeah. So the seven women, the seven Eves, become the progenitors of their individual sort of countries in space.
Oh.
And they all get to choose. Basically, they make a pact at the end. Like, you know, everything terrible that's happened has happened. And they all make a pact at the end. Like, well, this is what these are the traits that I choose for my people. And they all, it's a bit strategic and it's a bit messy and it's a bit like vengeful and it's a bit like,
oh.
Yeah, because some of them are angry at each other.
Oh, so it's almost like the creating of Hogwarts.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kinda.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
That's interesting.
When you get past the destruction of the Earth, kind of.
Yeah. Kinda Lots thing. Of genetic bottlenecking. That's
yes.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Well, cool.
See, if that question was movies, I feel like I would have had a different response.
Oh, okay. What would be your movie response?
A movie? Ooh. Everything Everywhere All at Once, probably.
Oh, so good.
That's no, the movie I didn't I
would,
see that
that's
one.
That's the movie I would recommend everybody
keep hearing that it's
fantastic.
Amazing.
It is. Yeah, I think beyond just how entertaining it is, it's probably like just, it's filmed excellent. The music's great. Like mm-hmm. the cinematography is fantastic. And the deeper meaning behind all of it is like mm-hmm. just absolutely perfect. Especially mm-hmm. like right now.
Yeah, it's that's both heartfelt and funny. It's mm-hmm. a little bizarre. It's great. It's really good.
Maybe one of only two movies to make me cry. That's one of them, yeah.
What's the other one?
The Iron Claw with Zac Efron that just released like this last year. It's about the Von Erichs, the wrestling family in like the 80s.
Oh.
That all had like their kids die, kind of, except for one of them. And that was a really good movie, too. But a little grim, comparatively, so...
You know, I found this website called Suno.ai,
mm-hmm.
and it allows you to enter in a prompt for the AI, and it will come up with a song for you of like a few seconds of a song. And one of the reasons I found this was because, so there's a curriculum retreat coming up. The curriculum folks are getting together to talk all about their portions of the curriculum and, you know, do whatever people do at retreats. And I was asked to put together videos for, you know, they would submit videos. I'm supposed to package them up into something that they can watch. And Sipla and Houtman,
oh boy,
came to me and they wanted a radio jingle. And
yes!
Like, yeah,
they just showed
us.
It to us.
Did they show it to
yes.
you?
Yes, yeah. They were so excited.
They were very excited. And I was like, I can't do that. And then, yeah, they went out and researched it and they found a way.
It was the sweetest thing.
But it did get me thinking, like, wow, there's all kinds of AI shit now. Maybe there's an AI that can do this. And so this is what I've made.
Please do. Tell us.
I'm an administrative services coordinator, but my heart's on the mic, a podcast connoisseur, and a cubicle with paperwork piled high. But all I want to do is let my voice fly. I got responsibilities, emails to send,
but my mind's on the episodes I haven't penned. I stick in headphones, catching up on my face, dreaming about the day I'll be podcasting my own ways. Oh yeah, I'm a podcaster at heart, living for those podcasting vibes. Yes, and art. While spreadsheets stack up, I'm in my own zone, dreaming about the day when podcasting is my throne.
I mean, it speaks to me.
It gives.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll listen to that on the drive home, honestly. Yeah.
It's given Florida Georgia Line for sure.
Yeah.
Maybe you should publish the lyrics for everybody.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. I'm going to, when I publish this, I'll figure that out.
Awesome.
Yeah. The song made it sound like you have a lot of dreams about podcasting that you haven't been fulfilling. So, like, you know, what are your dreams of podcasting?
I mean, it would be to not do all of the other aspects of my job.
Mm. Oh, but only to podcast.
Because, you know, every job has the stuff that you don't, that you have to do that you don't love doing. I mean, that's just a fact of life. And it's fine, right?
Are you allowed to say the thing that you like least?
I think paying people or other... It's not like I don't like paying them. It's that the university makes it so hard to do sometimes.
Oh, I thought you meant like...
So filling out the paperwork to get... No, I mean, I love paying people. I want them paid. I want them
employing people.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say it was me getting you to exercise. You know,
it's you walking into my office during Ground Strokes for Strokes season, which is the charity event that you do. Yeah. And insisting that I take part in this event.
That's got to be up there though, right? It's like your least favorite part of your job.
It's great.
Yeah, okay.
I love every time that you do that. Are you doing it this year?
We are doing it this year, yeah.
When do you start organizing that? It's coming up, isn't it?
Well, yeah, we're starting.
The summer thing, right?
Well, we're starting like making the websites and stuff like that right now. But there's some other things we got planned.
I just want to put on my calendar the days that I should absolutely have my door closed.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you. It's going to be my last year. I got to get Dave Etler to come to one of these, you know? Just.
Yeah. Okay.
Dave, you should do it.
We'll do like a podcast episode live from
Jump
the tennis court.
Jump on the bandwagon.
And it'll be me going...
Or you could like live report.
I could do.
That's true.
Yeah.
I am.
Never say never.
How many podcasters have had a heart attack on air?
I do not
think about
know.
The views you would get. Or true. Think about the attention. Yeah.
True.
You would garner.
Think of the headlines.
For the Short Code podcast.
Finally.
The history.
Finally, the show would blow up.
Yeah.
I could play this lovely song that I made.
All right. Yeah. Do it.
In the spirit of. The upcoming holiday, St. Nice Patrick's too. Day, I made us a little Irish jig about
sweet.
Myself.
Oh, I made lost in a time, day and night. But when I'm not studying, I've got a different delight. I love horses, they bring me so much joy. Don't matter, it's like a superstore of toys. I take long walks down every aisle at Manor. From the lumber to the paint, it's never too high. Woo. With a bounce in my step.
Doesn't sound very Irish jiggy.
It wasn't. I wasn't. I was like, didn't get a chance to listen to that one. They made me two. Here's the other one. We'll see if it sounds more jiggy. I mean, their lyrics are excellent for what I put in. I asked them to create an Irish jig about a horse loving medical student who likes to take long walks down every aisle at Menards.
Yeah.
So
I like it.
That's pretty great.
I just wrote a song for the rebellious med student.
Oh.
Wait, can you do this on the phone? Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, what? Wait.
I asked for punk rock. I don't think that's
it.
No, not quite. No.
It's
like alternative. Rage. You know?
It's alternative, but that's not punk rock.
Yeah, it was kind of like Simple Plan plus Blink 182.
Yeah.
What's that that one that came along in the early 2000s that had Miley Cyrus's brother in it? That one.
Miley Cyrus has a
Metro
brother?
Station.
Yes.
Oh, Metro Station was Miley Cyrus's brother?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
I listened to Shake It all the time.
Yeah, yes. I did too. And I'm an old man. Oh. I went through a midlife crisis.
Those were fun times, honestly. Early 2000s, they were a good time. Oh. That they were. When Britney was big.
Mm-hmm. Oh, poor Britney.
I know.
She had so much to give. I guess she gave it. I guess that's over.
I want to read her memoir. I've heard it's really good. Oh, yeah. So.
She was back in the news recently, wasn't she?
For
waving around a knife?
Oh, yeah.
But it was a rubber knife.
That was a long time ago, right?
That was more recently.
Like a year ago?
She keeps posting these videos of herself, like, kind of improv dancing, and people are, like, worried about her mental status. But really, I think it's just more nobody ever told her she's just not a great dancer without choreography.
Oh, I was gonna say she's like a fantastic dancer, like just generally, like if you give her choreography.
Yeah, no, this yeah. is just like her improvising and vibing, and people are like, oh, I'm so worried about her mental health. I'm like, you don't ever just spin around your living room. I mean, I maybe wouldn't do it with a knife or something that looks like a knife to worry people, but
yeah. Do you have something you want to share with us over there?
Well,
you have some body language.
Well, I just, you know, I'm laughing at the thing that I asked for a power rock ballad.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Between medical school and tennis. So.
Oh, God. All right, let's hear it. Nice. We're exposing the inner core of Chirayu's existence.
Yeah.
This is what you're really about.
Yeah, this is what I struggle with on a daily basis.
Yeah, whether to play tennis or.
In the dead of night. I'm stuck in time, torn between two paths. My heart's on the line. A love for medicine. The field is my calling, but the court's my.
That's a power ballad, you know. 80s Air Supply, like, you know, yeah. That type of.
It's like what they'd play on the radio in, you know, yeah,
oh,
in
Air
the late
Supply.
90s.
I'm all out of love.
Yeah.
I'm so lost without you.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so it's absolutely in that same, yeah, it's that same genre.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's our weird show. Fallon, Jacqueline, Chirayu, Taryn, thanks for being a part of it.
Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure.
What kind of crashing bore would I be if I didn't thank you, Shortcoats, for making us part of your week? If you're new here and you like what you heard today, follow the show wherever fine podcasts are available, like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and YouTube. The show is made possible by a generous donation by Carver College of Medicine, student government, and ongoing support from the Writing and Humanities Program. Our music is by Dr. Vox and Catmosphere. I'm Dave Etler saying, don't let the bastards get you down. Do what you want. If you want to have a weird podcast episode, it's fine. Do it. Talk to you in 1 week.
Hi, Shortcoats. Look, life in medical education, life in America, life in the world is often difficult. And I often wish I could help. All I have is this podcast, but in my wildest dreams, you have the support you need to lead a life of your choosing. You deserve to be happy, healthy, and successful in whatever ways you define those words. So if you need support because you've experienced racism, discrimination, harassment, mental health crises, I want you to be able to get the help that you need. And so I'm going to put some links in the show notes to some resources that you can use. But the bottom line is that for what it's worth, I see you. I know you're out there. I wish I could do more. Maybe I can in ways that I don't understand yet or know about. But I see you and I'm glad you're here and other people are too.
The Shortcode Podcast is a proud member of the MedEd Media Network. Inspiration, information, and guidance on your journey to medical school and beyond at mededmedia.com.